we can start to see changes in Lucy's behaviour up to weeks before something like this. And that, to me, is kind of the really crucial part of her illness, because Lucy does try her hardest and has a really good insight into her illness and can try her best to control it. But ultimately, there comes a point where medication is the kind of final solution. And the problem arises that there is very little, if not no, support out of office hours, basically. Lucy has a care team and they are brilliant between the hours of 9 and 5. But after 5 p.m., you're on your own. And it does need to change, because this could have potentially been prevented if someone could have come out to help us. We have become a lot more aware as a country about mental illness and who it affects and how it affects them. But I think there's still a really long way to go. For example, Lucy isn't a public nuisance. It's not something she chooses to be. We need to be heading towards treating people with mental illness more efficiently, because at the moment the process is very, very slow and sometimes isn't appropriate for the situation. We have been to hospital and have to sit for hours in an A&E with people who have broken their legs or, you know, cut their arms or whatever. And the problem is that there is no fast track. There is no trained nurse in A&E or paramedics who understand what Lucy is going through and what she needs at that time. I appreciate that not everybody will understand and maybe never will understand what Lucy's going through or what a lot of people in this country go through every day. But it is something that as a family and Lucy as a person does have to deal with. This isn't Lucy every day of her life. She doesn't just go around gallivanting and climbing on roofs every day. You know, she is doing a degree at Loughborough University. She has a part-time job at Waitrose. If you walked up to her in the street, you wouldn't know she was ill.